It's Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Sergeant Major?
Hi, this is Senior Airman Richard.
How are you doing today?
I am doing really good. I'm loving the weather and, yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you should be happy that I came over here and brought all this good weather for you.
I am. Oh, you're at Bagram.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. Well, welcome over to our side of town.
Yeah, well, we're in Kiel today. I'm not down in Bagram, but I mean, I came in Afghanistan. And the weather didn't turn good till I got here.
That's true. Well, you know what? You need to come down here more often. I'm going to have to call you for an interview every single day.
That'll work.
Okay. Well, it's time for another episode of Leadership Matters. The topic is safety. So, Command Sergeant Major Capel, as we reduce the number of U.S. forces here in Afghanistan by 23,000 between now and September, what is your most important concern?
Well, Senior Richard, thanks again for having me on here. And right now, this is one of the prime examples why we do this talk show, where leadership matters, and it matters the most when you lead men and women on the battlefield. We are going to reduce the size of the force over here in Afghanistan by 23,000 by 31 September this year. That's only a few months away. With that 23,000 personnel, that's going to be leaving the battlefield goes along with the equipment. A lot of rolling stock, a lot of containers, a lot of equipment, a lot of ammo and stuff and bullets going to be moving. We just got to make sure we got the leadership at the right place where they can enforce those risk mitigation things and make sure we continue to move this equipment safely.
Speaking of safety, I understand you have a very important guest with you today.
Yes, I do. I have Mr. Lou Olive here. He's been with me on the battlefield now for about 4 or 5 years. He's well experienced in the safety and has been down this road many, many, many times. And I asked him to come in here and kind of give some of the status of the force, of what we've been doing over the past few years, or a couple months, or whatever he has here on file. And he's going to help us with this 23,000 reduction. He's going to help us with getting our forces back home with the rolling stock, and he's going to help us get our men and women back home to their mom, dad, sisters, and brothers, and kids safely. So we have him here today, and he's going to talk to the listening audience here for a few minutes, and hopefully we can get everybody home safely.
Got a question for Command Sergeant Major Capel? Email it to afnbagram@gmail.com. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Mr. Olive, thank you for being here and joining us on Leadership Matters today.
Thank you for having me.
What is it that you would like to tell our service members, or tell the service members and everyone listening, about safety?
Well, safety is, something that everybody should be doing, and it should be just second nature. I mean, safety is involved in every mission. We want to do everything, whether it's combat-related, whether it's garrison-type related. We want to do and perform actions in a safe manner so that we don't get anybody hurt, seriously or otherwise, because all accidents are preventable, and that's what we're here for.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of accidents, one of the big things at the moment is it's starting to get a lot warmer outside. So what are some things we need to watch out as far as the heat is concerned out here?
Well, obviously, heat is going to be a big concern, especially as we start this drawdown process, and it being over the hottest part of the year as we do this. So leaders at every level, to include the lowest level, need to be engaged enforcing the standard to ensure their soldiers are hydrating as well as eating properly. And that's a big key, in reducing heat casualties, is watching your soldiers, doing the buddy team, having that battle buddy out there, knowing each other. So we have to stay engaged, and that's down at the corporal level all the way up to the sergeant major level. Nobody is exempt from this, and everybody is prone to, heat injuries. So we have to watch out for each other, and we have to make sure that we are enforcing the standards and drinking water and eating properly.
Yes, sir. Another thing is with the vehicles. We have a lot of large vehicles out here and even just regular ones, but what are some things we need to watch out with that?
Well, you're right. Vehicles is a very big piece of this, and as we draw down and the soldiers and people on the ground, we're also going to draw down in equipment, which, over the last few years, our vehicles have gotten much bigger and much heavier. And we need to be very cautious of these vehicles. Again, you know, any injuries or fatalities on these things is one too many. And so we have to prevent that. And the way to prevent it is, number one, enforcing the standards. 5 tons and above on any vehicle requires 2 ground guides. We need to make sure that we're doing that. We need to make sure that we are training our soldiers on properly ground guiding and that the driver has visibility of those ground guides at all times. And the one thing that always seems to get us and that is probably the most dangerous is putting ourselves between two vehicles or between a vehicle and a different structure. That is the number one thing that we have to ensure that we are not doing out there, because that is a recipe for disaster right off the bat. So, again, training is the key here, and enforcing the standards at the lowest level, because that's where this mission is going to happen at.
You're listening to Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
One thing that we need to watch out for is complacency. It's easy. We're in a routine here. We're here for a while. We do the same thing every day and we get complacent. Do you see accidents or things like that? What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, complacency is a huge factor, especially toward the end of a deployment. You know, as we get within that 90 days window of going home, that is the most dangerous time, because that's when we do see complacency setting in. You know, and complacency is this. We've done it over time, over the last 9 months or, you know, the last 6 months. And so as we get toward the end, all of a sudden the soldiers will, you know, they start cutting corners. And that's the one thing that we have to prevent is not allowing that to happen. And again, enforcing the standards, doing those convoy briefs, just like we did on day one when we got into theater, and doing it all the way to the end, making sure that we're wearing the right gear, make sure we got the right PPP on. All this kind of stuff is very important, and those are things that we have to do in order to fight complacency.
Is there anything else that you would like to say to the service members out there?
You know, the only thing that I would like to say for anybody out there is that my team is totally committed to safety and making sure that every single person here in theater, regardless whether they're military or civilian, gets home safely to their families. And we will assist the commands in any way, shape, form, or fashion to ensure that that happens. And so if they need me or any part of my staff, they just need to call us, shoot me an email, whatever, and we will be there, period.
All right. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for taking time to come in and to talk to us, to service members or everybody that's listening, contractors, civilians, and giving us tips about safety to make sure we can stay nice and safe and make it home safe as well.
Thank you. And, you know, again, thanks for having me and appreciate the time.
You're listening to Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Command Sergeant Major Capel, thank you again for calling in, but is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all over and done, my whole concern is getting our men and women back home alive to their family. And we got to do it in a safe way. As long as we have leadership involved, these accidents that happens is 100% preventable. They just got to be involved, and it starts with the individual, soldier, sailor, airman, marine that's on the battlefield. They are the ones who's standing in there that see things that's not safe. They have to make the call right then. Leadership involvement, who goes out and do these risk assessments and make sure they know the do's and don'ts. We can't cross this bridge because it's too risky. It might crack. It might fall apart. And right up under there is water. I mean, there's things that goes into to mitigate the fact of losing our guys and girls on the battlefield because of safety. And we don't have to do it. We shouldn't do it. And we as leaders owe those men and women's families, their kids, their mom and dad, the absolutely the best in order to make sure they get back home alive. And we're going to do everything we can do here. And I want to thank Mr. Lou Olive for being here with me today. He, as I said, he's been with me on the battlefield for a long time. And if you're talking about somebody know what ranks look like, he know what ranks look like. And if he said pick up the phone and call him, he'll be there. And it, just the way he is, because he cares more about the men and women getting back home to their family safely than anything else on here on the battlefield. So thank you again for having us on here. And it's just a great thing here to get up here and get the opportunity to talk to a broad range of listening audience, to let them know how concerned we are about reducing the size of the force for 23,000 by 31 September with all the rolling stocks, all the vehicles, and everything else that's going on, and making sure we get them home alive. Another great point that was brought up here is the heat. All this equipment moving and personnel moving is going to be moving right in the hottest part of the season. You're going to have temperatures ranging in the high 90s to way above 108, 9, 10, and some places it's going to be hotter. We got to make sure that we don't lose men and women on the battlefield because of heat injuries. Anybody off the battlefield that's lost because of heat injuries is one less individual that you won't have to help you accomplish your mission. So we got to make sure we go through the mitigation factors and make sure we do everything we possibly can to keep everybody on the battlefield and keep them safe.
Okay, well, you know, we always end the show. We cannot leave without this, with you picking a song. So we ended on a great note, something that you would like to hear. Have you thought of one for this week?
No, I haven't thought of one this week, but I guess I better think. I got.
What about your guest? Maybe he has a suggestion.
Lou, you got a good song there you want to hear on the radio? Lou said he liked rock and roll.
Some rock and roll. I can definitely make that happen.
Maybe just a little bit of rock and roll to get everybody fired up.
Sounds good. Okay, well, you know what? I will have some rock and roll up for you right after this.
All right. Thanks a lot, Destiny Admiral Richards, and you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
No one knows better than Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.